Johnson, the head women's coach at the University of the South, and you are listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Sam, joined by University of the South head women's soccer coach Patrick Johnson. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, of course.
Coach, you're entering your third season at the helm of the Purple Tigers. Just talk about your mindset as you head into preseason camp.
Mindset's got to be one that's got a very positive outlook. There is a significant core of returning players that I've now had 3 years to work with. I think we've established a style of play. These kids like that style of play. It just indicates a lot of positives for us going forward. We're going to be very experienced. We're going to have great understanding. Of course, I lost some significant players in the scheme of things, and two first-team All-Skackers last year, and Kate and Fritzel, but there's definitely players that are groomed to step in and fill some really big shoes. So that, you know, that's going to be the big question there is how well do we fill those gaps? And the players, like I said, that are returning and that have been playing, they're just looking better and better. So I'm really upbeat. I'm really looking forward to this season with the group of girls I have.
Coach, last season your team finished 12-6 on the year, 6-4 in SCAC play, and you mentioned that positive outlook. You closed the season so positively strong last year, winning 8 of your final 9 games. What did your team learn over the course of last season?
Last season was definitely a learning experience, like you said. What did we learn? We learned that, you know, once we start clicking and we get fit and start operating, we can certainly go out and play some attractive soccer, score lots of goals, and at the same time, you know, establish ourselves as a defensive unit that's capable of really keeping every game close until we click in. I think they also learned the rhythm of play, the style of play, and it was a lot of fun to just go out and score goals and win games. It was also a learning experience in the first half because of the struggles we had, and I don't want to make excuses of any kind. We did get hit by the injury bug a bit, and, you know, some significant losses, especially in goal, where Britt was unable to play basically the whole season. But I think that second half of the season showed them that, hey, we are a really good team, and we can go out and play this game the way we want to play it and be successful.
You mentioned, Coach, that core of returning players. Your roster features 7 of your top 8 points scorers from a year ago, including Bess Goodman, who led the team with 13 goals and 4 assists. As a coach, I know that's something to be excited about heading into the year.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, Bess, everybody knows Bess out there, you know, able to strike from anywhere, really. And, you know, a lot of Bess's goals come off the service of Faith Spencer, who, when fit, is definitely, in my opinion, an All-American player. But just hopefully I'm able to find that perfect place to get her there for every game mentally. And, you know, we're never going to be lacking for scoring goals, that's for sure. There's, like you said, 7 of my 8 leading scorers returning, so we're not too concerned about where the goals are going to come from.
Coach, you have a strong senior class that goes 7 deep. Talk about this group, the leadership they provide for this team heading into the year.
I've kind of already hit on them, Russell, and saying that, you know, this is a group. I've had them for 3 years now as sophomores, since they were sophomores, you know, instilled in them the technical and possession side of the game, and they totally understand. And 6, if not all 7 of them, are already slated to start. So one thing we're going to have is we're going to have a very experienced and capable group of players out there. I look forward to this year, but I dread next year in a sense. I know that, you know, my assistant Harrison and I are already talking about recruiting. This is going to be a massive year for us recruiting just because of what we have right now that we know is moving on after this year. But let's get through this year first, and we're obviously, like I said, really excited about that.
Coach, you hinted on it a little bit already, but a year ago you had a team that was in the top third in the SCAC in goals scored offensively, but also defensively top third in terms of goals allowed. How do you continue that trend going into the year?
We continue where we left off. You know, it's like this is not to be redundant, but a formula that we've hit on in our training these last couple of years in terms of being stingy but also having some bite. And I'm fortunate to have the personnel to do that. It's just a matter of balance and knowing what to do with the ball and what to do without. I think it's something each and every one of us as coaches strive to put on our team. We want to score 5 goals a game and give up 0. So that's what you train for.
Coach, this year the SCAC is making a transition from round robin to an end-of-the-year tournament for the first time since 1992 to help decide our NCAA automatic qualifier. The top 3 teams in each division will meet in Birmingham at the end of the year. Just talk about the excitement that brings to the conference play this year and what you are looking forward to in terms of that.
It obviously is something that my group is going to benefit from immensely, because what it is, as I've already said this to our girls, for us it's a second chance. You have one bad weekend and it really hurts you in terms of trying to get a bid into the NCAAs, which is what we're trying to do. Plain and simple, I think I have a team of that caliber, and I believe that last year if there was a tournament, that second chance for us would have been significant. The only loss we had at the end there was going to Trinity and playing at Trinity and against the number 7 ranked team in the nation. And I'm sure Lance would say, we traded punches with them as heavyweights. And so this tournament is a second chance. It really is something that I'm glad to see from a subjective viewpoint. In other words, because Suwannee finished my first year, we were second in conference. Last year, we were tied for third. So that second chance is immense. Now, as an objective viewpoint, I'm not necessarily one who's excited about the tournament. I kind of like the fact that every game means something. But at the end of the day, I wear Suwannee colors before I'm an objective observer. So, yeah, it's something that certainly is playing into my training as we speak. It's not like I'm putting the pressure on myself to be ready for every game, because I know come the end of the season we're going to be clicking and that tournament's going to be sitting there, and knock on wood, we should qualify and be trading punches and looking for a chance to get an NCAA bid over a weekend.
Again, you're listening to 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by University of the South head women's soccer coach Patrick Johnson. And coach, as preseason has unfolded, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your group so far?
Biggest surprise for me has been the level of some of our freshmen. It has been really wonderful. There's a couple kids in there that can really play the game. I don't think they're going to make an immediate impact. We've got a girl from Oklahoma, her name's Bobby Chafin, who has already established herself as a starter. I think any team we play against is going to know her right away. They're going to be, she'll be talked about in scouting reports. We have a kid down here from Connecticut, Jamie Samochuk, really good technical player, fits into our scheme of things nicely. And I think the other thing that has been a pleasant surprise, it came on late, but our goalkeeper last year, Britt Williams, was out basically the whole season. She injured her shoulder in the third game and never even saw a minute in the SCAC. And she's come back this year, and in our first scrimmage, she was absolutely stellar. So, that was something we were missing last year, that we had that ingredient. We keep, again, knocking on wood, we keep Britt healthy, we're going to be just as stingy or even better than we were last year.
Coach, the SCAC is a unique conference in terms of how competitive it is from top to bottom. Talk about what you think makes the SCAC such a competitive soccer conference.
I think the SCAC obviously has an eclectic group of teams in terms of levels, style of play, etc., and it is certainly challenging. Now, you look at my schedule last year, I lost 6 games, and 2 of them were to NAIA teams. One was an NAIA national champion, which was Lee University, and the other one was Milligan, a school with 14 scholarships, and overtime and lost by 1 goal. Now, in Division III, we lost 4 games. All 4 were in the SCAC. And it's not because I had a very soft schedule out of conference. I went up and played the ODAC champion. We played Maryville, who's always winning their conference and, you know, went up and beat these teams. So, you know, there's enough competition in the SCAC to say this is a conference of quality. And it really is surprising to me that we don't get more teams in the tournament. But obviously we need to let our play speak for us so that there is no ambiguity that we should be in there.
Toughest thing you face as a head coach competing in the SCAC?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The toughest thing you face as a head coach competing in the SCAC?
Toughest thing? Just the fact that they keep on coming. You know, there's really no reprieve, in a sense. Every weekend we know we've got two games, there's going to be some teams that are going to be battling us, and there's nothing you can take for granted. It's really just a group of teams that you can go into any game and lose, and you better be prepared to play, and, you know, and it just keeps on coming. And so it's kind of like tempering the steel. It certainly tempers your team to be a better team, you know, or else you're not going to be swimming. You're going to be sinking.
And finally, Coach, just finish this sentence. The 2011 Swanee women's soccer team will be a success if what happens?
The 2011 will be a success if we are able to hit the ground running in terms of being fit, not losing players to the injury bug. We will definitely be a success if we're able to stay healthy.
University of South head women's soccer coach Patrick Johnson. Again, the Purple Tigers open up their 2011 campaign Saturday, September 3rd against Lentzburg College. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the season.